take it on down from Muscle Shoals through Decatur. Over Spanish Fort into Mobile, my hometown. Mr. T.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Thursday morning. Still to come, Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, and Craig Monger, 1819 News. That's in the next hour. So don't go anywhere. We do appreciate you listening. As always, Ascension Technology text line 251-343-0106. Comment, complaint, suggestion, whatever it may be, that is where you can respond. Joining us now, very pleased to have our next guest. He is on the Mobile County Commission, but Randall Dewitt with us on the line. Commissioner, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing well, doing well. Thank you for making time for us. Before we get into the heart of the discussion here, just kind of give us how things are going. We don't spend a lot of time on Mobile County politics on this show, but I guess the keeping up with the news, you don't hear a whole lot, so things seem to be relatively smooth on the county front.
Yeah, we have a lot of projects going on. The biggest concern that we have now, and particularly in my district, is inflation and the price of building things today. I mean, it's just putting out bids and coming back in high. We rejected probably five of the last six or eight bids because of prices, but hopefully materials coming down and things are getting back online. You know, I have several projects right now in my district that the Cedar Point Pier is up and running, but Bayfront Park is still closed. We'd like to get it back open. We had a bid issue there. And then, of course, you know, the county over a year ago bought the old Leapsman Golf Course property, and we're looking to renovate that. So we've got several of those projects out for bid, waiting to see what the prices come back.
Well, the Cedar Point Pier project, a really, really cool spot there. You got to go check that out. So, I mean, there's more of that to come then. Things are looking great, but get you on today to kind of talk about what's going on countywide and this whole phenomenon, Commissioner, of economic incentives and inducements, these tax abatements, etc. I know everybody does it, and we probably have to do it too, but it seems like it's just it gets more ridiculous every time you hear more and more about this. I think you and I see eye to eye on this one. But talk about some incentives in Mobile County. Can you kind of walk us through what you're looking at here?
So I'll back up to 2 years ago when I got elected. Almost immediately walking in the office, at that time, ThyssenKrupp had sold to AMS Calvert. And they were coming to the county asking for another economic incentive for an expansion. And you know, I immediately got on a train of being against incentivizing companies who are already here in Mobile. You know, you've incentivized, you know, and the way I look at incentives is you do those incentives to make your community attractive, to maybe win someone over to come to your community. But, you know, a lot of times the way I look at it, and you know, maybe it's wrong, but this is just how I look at it, is once you get them here and you've incentivized them to come here, they've gotten their tax abatement. It's kind of like raising your children. You know, you raise them, you get them through college, and you hope that they grow up and they start paying their own bills. And that's kind of where I stand on going back to the till when these companies come in and ask for additional incentives after they've been here for many years.
Well, and so it just continues and continues and continues. And these companies, they're getting really good at it. I don't know what it is, but they've kind of figured out how to woo a lot of lawmakers, a lot of policymakers, and now it's like it used to be something. Yeah, it's a necessary evil. We got to do it. Now it's almost celebrated in the public sector.
And it is, and you know, so I guess one of the biggest issues I have with all the economic incentives is, you know, we have local businesses here who struggle sometimes to keep their doors open. Meanwhile, you know, and this isn't about against Airbus or any particular company. It just happens to be Airbus right now. But, you know, when you start looking at the numbers, you know, these small local businesses, they hire people who live in Mobile County. The problem that I'm having right now with the current situation is that only 60% of Airbus employees live in Mobile County. So the other, I think there's 30% in Baldwin County and then 10% elsewhere, say Mississippi or Washington County or even over into the Florida panhandle. And so when you start incentivizing these companies with the taxpayers' dollars, I want to be clear, this isn't my money. This isn't the county's money. This is the taxpayers in Mobile County. They paid these taxes. This is their money. And so I'm sure there are many of that other 40% of that live in Mobile County who would like to have a job at Airbus. So what I've asked, the only really thing that I've asked, because they're going to get the money. I mean, I'm one person. I don't have the power to stop it. And I don't know that I would if I did. But all I ask is that you make these jobs available to the people who are giving you a $10 million incentive. And so when I say that, when you give that incentive, the only way it's kind of like an investment. And when you make that investment, you want to get a return. And the only way you get a return is if the people live in your community and they buy homes, they grocery shop, they take their wives out to eat, buy vehicles here, and they spend their money in Mobile. And nobody wants to talk about taxes, but the only way you get the money back is through people living in your community that work at that company paying taxes, because Airbus has tax abatements and they also are reaching out for incentives.
Well, it's like you said, though, they're already here. Now, I know the proponents will say, well, look, Jeff, the tax investment, you know, these economic incentive investments, they reap returns, and ultimately the issuing authority, be it county, city, or state, or whatever, come out ahead. I mean, do you find that to be the case with Airbus and Mobile County?
Well, absolutely, they come out ahead. The Chamber of Commerce will tell you that, you know, you're going to get a return on your investment in so many years. I don't know what formula they use to come up with that, but I just don't see how, when a great majority of their jobs, particularly, you know, and I want to clarify, the white collar jobs at Airbus aren't the only good jobs. There's probably not a bad job at Airbus, but I want to see more people in Mobile County get those jobs. And what I've imposed, and I think City Councilman Reynolds has asked, is that they take $1 million of each, because this is a $20 million incentive. It's 10 from the city and 10 from the county. And what we've asked is they take $1 million from each pot and offer some kind of incentive to people who may be moving from, say, an engineer from Huntsville to Mobile, that they offer him some kind of relocation incentive or a down payment assistance on a home if he will agree to live in Mobile County, or if he would look at a home in Mobile County versus Mississippi or Washington County or Florida Panhandle or Baldwin County. And that's, I don't think that's too much to ask when they're asking for $20 million.
I mean, Airbus is a $106 billion company. What does $20 million do for them? Like, how does that improve their standing? Because at some point, I mean, I know that sounds very socialistic of me or whatever, but I wonder if we're just, you know, that $20 million probably goes a lot further in Mobile County than it does with Airbus.
I mean, absolutely it does. At the beginning of the conversation, I just told you how we're having, I have projects that I can't even get off the ground because I don't have enough money. When I say me, I mean in my district, I don't have enough district funds to fund some of my own projects. And now I'm about to hand $100 billion corporation $20 million that would go a long ways towards aquatic center, golf course, boat ramps, campgrounds, parks, I mean, recreational things in Mobile County that we could invest that money in.
Does it? It's not to say you supported these economic incentives. You're not anti-economic incentives. You supported to bring new companies here, but we got these guys already. Whatever it is they're doing, right? It's not like they're going to go somewhere else and do it. I mean, I suppose they could, but they're here in Mobile for a reason. We got the infrastructure. We got the bay. We got the Brooklyn there, and you got the interstates and the rail. I mean, there's a reason they're here, and it's not wholly just because we are carving them out tax cuts or abatements or any other incentives.
Yeah, and it's the cost of doing business as well, Jeff. When you look at how much they have to spend to do business here versus if they were somewhere else, it's just a lot cheaper to produce here. But now I will add, they are adding a new production line that will bring 1,000 jobs. And the big picture for me is to make sure that those 1,000 jobs, that those jobs are given to people who live in Mobile County. That's my biggest fight right now, is to make sure that when these 1,000 jobs are created, that 90% of those jobs are in Mobile County versus 60% of those jobs in Mobile County.
Well, how do you think you do that? I mean, could you even do this? Like, theoretically, does Mobile County have the ability to fill those jobs even if they could, or do they have to look elsewhere? I mean, do you have the skill set? Do you have the workforce? Do you think that Mobile County is positioned in a place to really fill those jobs on its own?
Well, I think so. I think as far as workforce, I think there's a lot of housing in the west end of Mobile County, and in the south end, we've made it appealing. And that's what we get around to this when you start talking about parks and recreation and starting to make the quality of life in Mobile County to such that people want to move here. I think certainly we have the workforce. And, some of the money that is going towards this incentive is going to be used to develop our workforce in our high schools and in our community colleges in Mobile. So I certainly think we could get a great majority of those jobs in Mobile County, and I think we could fill those jobs. And I think we have the skill set, and I think we have the workforce to do the jobs that they're looking for.
Joined by Mobile County Commissioner Randall Dewitt here on the program. The other question I would have, though, I mean, putting this money toward Airbus, are you taking away the potential, like having economic incentives that you can offer to new tenants, to new companies coming to the area, by putting this money into a company that's already here? Well, does that take away the county's ability to recruit different, newer investment to different parts of the county? Do you see that as a concern?
It could be. We're involved in several projects where we've, for example, the South Alabama Logistics Park over in Theodore. We incentivize that park, and it's creating a lot of jobs right now. There's several buildings already up and running there, and several more to come in the future. There's another similar project we're looking at over in the Rangeland Road area that we're looking at incentivizing. I don't think that it's going to run into a problem where we just don't have any more money to incentivize companies to come here, because you do, I don't know what the net gain, I don't know if there is a net gain when you do these incentives. Me personally, I wish we had the ability, and right now I'm exploring the ability to incentivize smaller companies, businesses who may already be in your community, who's been here and been successful. I would much rather incentivize a local homegrown business or company right here in our town than I would a huge corporation from another country, to be frank with you. But that's what I would like to see more of, is incentives for smaller companies and people who hire. Now, when you talk about some of the other incentives, I'll back off real quick to something else. When you start looking at those jobs at the South Alabama Logistics Park, those are local jobs. If you look at Walmart, they were incentivized, I think, somewhere around 94% of Walmart's employees live, and not only in Mobile County, but a majority of those jobs are in South Mobile County. So that's an example of, do we have the workforce? Absolutely. Look at Walmart. They're a prime example. Walmart Distribution Center. They're a prime example of our workforce here in Mobile, when 94% of their employees live right here in Mobile.
Yeah, well, you do wonder, though, like, where it's just weird arms race, and everybody's doing it, and we got to do it, when does this ever end, or is this just going to be the new normal from here on out? And are you worried that it just kind of spirals out of control, that, okay, well, we're doing this much now, these guys are going to do this much more, and it becomes just this unending spiral of economic incentives? I mean, theoretically, that's what it seems like in a lot of levels.
Well, for me, it's going to, in the future, you know, I'm probably, and even on this one, I'm like I said, I'm one person. I don't have much, I have a voice, but not much of a chance of winning a vote when you have to count the two on the county commission to win. So, but me in the future, I'm going to look at these incentives as far as it pertains to companies who are already here. I'm probably not going to be in favor of incentivizing a company that's already here. They're invested in our community. We've invested in their company. And as far as I'm concerned, it's time for them to stand on their own two feet.
Commissioner, a great discussion. I appreciate your time. We should talk about this again in the future, but keep in touch, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to being on again one day to talk about some more things going on around Mobile County.
Sounds good. Mobile County Commissioner Randall, do it there. We got to get a timeout here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5.